Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Happy April 1st. Happy opening day. Craig Mish, Davis Matic with you. We got an hour to go here on the show. We're going to take a look at our season-long prop bets in baseball. Davis has the night slate in DFS over on FanDuel all figured out. And Davis, I got to tell you, it feels great to have baseball on opening day. I can tell you what I was doing a year ago. I was sitting here. I was hosting this show with our friend Joe Ranieri. We were going through the most iconic stadiums in the history of sports, our opening day memories, and going through some of the best players in the history of baseball so we could simulate games on a computer. I feel like this is better.
This is much better. Yeah, last year at this time, we were getting Daily Roto TV up and running here on the network. We did an hour-long show every day, and one of the things we did was we simulated through a couple seasons in MLB The Show with the rosters from, you know, what would have been opening day. And let me tell you, much, much better to be wagering here on real games, to be setting up DFS lineups, to be working on – I mean, even I would trade Eloy Jimenez missing the year for actually – having baseball. That's how much I'm glad that it's back.
Yeah, I have said this before. I say it to my family sometimes when we're around, and I say it to other people too. Like, I hate even thinking about that last year, like this time last year, March, April, May. I think there was some hope I felt like in the summer. Like, I was starting to go out, play golf, like do things in like June and July. But like those first few months, it is hard for me to think about and revisit that time. But regardless, I definitely commend the people here at Sports Grid. We were on the air for you guys doing shows. We were doing taped shows, I think, but we were doing shows every day, even throughout it. It was pretty incredible. Now that I think about it, that's right. We were not live at this time last year. We were recording our shows, and then they were going up on sportsgrid.com. Wow. Okay. Here are our headlines here. April 1st, 2021, opening day. Baseball is here. Season starting now, Yankees and Blue Jays. Brett Levy will have our updates. He'll yell at us when a home run is hit, and then we will yell back at you and tell you who hit it. Denver and the Los Angeles Clippers tonight. Highlights tonight's 7-game NBA slate. Let's be honest, a lot of us are going to be focused on baseball for sure. SGA going to be out through mid-April. Bad news for one of Davis's players. Boy, Davis has had a hard injury month. I was thinking April would be better for Davis. He lost all this weight. He's looking good, looking suave, and but the injuries just keep on happening. And Valero Texas Open is also underway, 1 week until the Masters. And starting next week on Monday, Davis is going to be previewing sports betting and daily fantasy for the Masters Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, getting you prepared for Thursday's tee off at Augusta. Meanwhile, Major League Baseball lineups are also coming in, and a couple of surprising names, as always, are showing up opening day. One of them is Lurie Garcia, who's going to play left field for the Chicago White Sox. And we're not even done there, as Zach Collins is going to be the designated hitter for the White Sox, too, as Tony La Russa explained.
put it up, and you guys should know first. Lurie is playing left field. He's hitting sixth. And the DH is Zach Collins hitting eighth. So I know that Andrew will play tomorrow against Haney, and it's part of – I just talked to Lynn a little bit. You know, I'm going to try and get everybody that's on the active roster some at-bats or at least a game in these 4 days. I went with Zach. It was either Zach or Andrew as a DH. And with Andrew playing tomorrow and Zach having missed 3 days, I went with Zach.
All right, Davis, have at it. You don't even have to wait for the Sports Grid 60. You can have your rant right now. I know you're upset.
He's such an old cranky guy, man. Why does he even want to come back? I guess the money's good, so that's the answer, right? Tony La Russa is coming back as long as the check's clear. But come on, man. And really, it's got to be a thing. This has to be an organizational decision. They got to say, Tony, Lurie Garcia, Zach Collins, this is not what we're paying you for. You're not getting the checks cut to you to leave Andrew Vaughn on the bench. You know how much? You know how much money this is costing them as an organization to bring Andrew Vaughn up this year instead of waiting, you know, a month and a half or whenever the Super 2 deadline passes? I mean, this is going to cost them a year of arbitration. This is going to cost them millions of dollars. And he's putting them on the bench for Zach Collins. Who cares? Zach Collins' parents are looking at Tony La Russa saying, what's the deal, man? We know Andrew Vaughn is ready to hit home runs here. We're not here for Lurie Garcia. We're not here for Zach Collins. I mean, come on, put Billy Hamilton in there. If we're trying to have fun out here, put Billy Hamilton in. Let him run crazy on the base pass. I'm annoyed with Tony La Russa.
Yeah, I understand. Look, Zach Collins, I know that things haven't worked out exactly the way that they thought it would with him, and they did sign Grandal. But, I mean, to be fair, Davis, Collins was a first-round pick, too, of the Chicago White Sox, who hasn't really played all that much. I would tell you this. Let's give it a few days. I understand it's opening day. Everything is magnified. Knowing guys like La Russa and most of the older school managers, they love mixing up their lineups the first few days and then settling into a lineup after like day four or day five. They want everyone to play in the first 72 hours. My guess is that's the case here, and I think you'll see it everywhere. We're going to be scratching our heads crazy with these lineups through the weekend. But then normalcy will hit starting next week. At least that's what I think, but we'll see. Okay, season-long prop bets are coming up next. Who will have the most hits in Major League Baseball in 2021? We'll dive into that, as well as the most strikeouts from a pitcher, next on Fantasy Sports Today.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish along with Davis Maddock on this opening day 2021 as we continue on until 2 o'clock Eastern. Yankees Blue Jays getting underway. We'll update you on anything that happens in that game for sure. All right, Davis, let's take a look at a couple of props over on FanDuel. A lot of options for people. Live betting, of course, going on today. Season-long proposition betting as well. Let's start off with hits in 2021. You can bet this over on the FanDuel Sportsbook. Who do you think ends up with the most hits in 2021?
Well, obviously, I had to homer this one up, and I went with Whit Merrifield, going to bat at the top of the order all year long for the Kansas City Royals. Going to get to beat up on some very soft pitching in this division. You know, other than the Cleveland Indians, it is definitely not the sharpest division. But he is kind of an old school hitter in baseball, right? You know, a lot of these guys like to take walks. Guys strike out a lot. They change their launch angle. Whit doesn't really do any of that. You know, he is not one of the launch angle superstars, not one of the Statcast darlings, but really protects the zone, gets loads of hits. I, you know, again, think the Royals offense is going to be pretty strong this season, stronger than the market expects. So I'm going with my guy, Whit Merrifield, atop the Royals lineup. I really like your bet here, though.
Yeah, well, look, if I'm going to pick the MVP, I feel like I got to stack it with something, and it's not going to be home runs. So, I mean, Bo Bichette's going to bat near or at the top of the Blue Jays lineup, and I'm getting 23-1 here. I'm you know, throwing a long shot at him winning the MVP, and so Davis, I'm also going to pick him to have the most hits here in 2021. And look, it could be a stretch. You know, the other name that I was kind of looking at, even though he's coming off a really disappointing year, was Altuve. And not because I love him, it's just because he's leading off for Houston. So it's like I try to find someone batting at the top of the lineup, as you did. So Bichette would be mine at 23-1, but yours has, I think, a much more legitimate shot.
Yeah, well, I mean, Whit has the hit tool, but, you know, Bichette has a pretty good hit tool too, and he's going to be, you know, at the top of that very good Blue Jays lineup as well. So I like that one.
All right, let's move over to strikeouts and take a look on FanDuel, who we both picked to have the strikeout title this year. And it looks like, Davis, you're going to go ahead and go with White Sox opening day starter Lucas Giolito at 9.5-1. I am taking Shane Bieber, who looked fantastic in 2020, Cy Young Award winner in 2021. He's 7-1. So, Davis, let's get into that a little bit.
So the reason why I liked Giolito here, and by the way, I'm thinking it's a little bit of a mistake that I didn't weight the fact that these guys are in the National League a little bit more. You know, National League pitchers, they get to beat up against the opposing starting pitchers. But my thought for Giolito is, of all the pitchers going, he actually, to me, other than Gerrit Cole, seems like the guy most likely to get 200 innings. He's clearly the best pitcher on the White Sox. They don't have one of these new age managers, right? Tony La Russa, there's not going to be any trickery. Giolito is going to be in these games until his arm can't be in these games any longer. If he can go eight innings, they're going to go eight innings. You know, it's not going to be a Clayton Kershaw, Walker Buehler rest scenario. So obviously, the more innings you pitch, the more strikeouts you're going to generate. So I just thought, it seems like Giolito is just going to get so many innings that 9.5-1 seemed like a pretty good number.
Also, just real quick, if you're wondering who the first hit of the 2021 baseball season is, it's Cleveland Indians second baseman Cesar Hernandez. He has the first hit of the 2021 season. Just FYI, Cleveland at Detroit today. Okay, now moving over to stolen bases. I am shocked to see you not pivot off Adalberto Mondesi. I don't understand this one, Davis. You had your chance before the show. You know this guy is not going to play for at least 3 weeks. Yet you're still, even with the juice, going with him at minus 200. I'm throwing a dart at Miles Straw. You're still on this?
Yeah, so I looked at the updated projections, right, which has already moved, which has already moved Adalberto Mondesi down in terms of games played and down in terms of plate appearances. Now he's being projected for 130 games and 492 plate appearances. And still, even with that consensus playing time projection, he still is projected to lead baseball in stolen bases by over 15, over Trey, over, you know, your other guys, you know, your VRs, your Acuñas, your Miles Straws. Now, sure, Miles Straw would be the long shot I would make, because if Miles Straw just holds down that job all year long for the Astros, you know, they don't replace him with Chaz McCormick, one of their AAA guys, they don't trade for someone. He, like, literally the only thing he brings to the table as a player is incredible speed, you know, not a ton of power or anything.
Right.
So I would assume they know that about him. So I if I was going to make a non-Mondesi bet, I actually think Straw seems really good, because even as a part-time player, only 478 plate appearances, he is projected by Zips for 32 steals, which is a lot.
Yeah, I don't think he should be the favorite, but I think he's got a chance. I just can't go with an injured guy, especially an oblique. I mean, I know what the projections are, but I just couldn't do it. It's too and especially with the juice here. Not a fan of that one, unfortunately. I like the rest of yours, though. All right, most RBIs on the season. Davis is going to go with Aaron Judge. Big, big long shot here at 40-1. And I'm taking another big step here with Christian Yelich at 35-1. And I got to tell you, I think Judge has a shot at this. I mean, if you told me, it's the same conversation every year, Davis, but if you told me Aaron Judge played 150 games, you could win a lot of money on this bet. I mean, this would happen if he did. And so why not take a long stab at this one? I think it's reasonable.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking for Judge. Was basically if we can get him to 140 games played, so that's even one short trip to the DL. You know, an oblique dings his hamstring, takes a 2 week vacation basically, but is an everyday player. Other than that, we think the Yankees are going to be close to the league's best offense, maybe a little bit worse than the Dodgers. But 1 through 9, you know, they play in the American League. They play in that great ballpark. He's got great guys on the bases ahead of him. Really, this is just a bet that Aaron Judge stays healthy, which he's not done in, quite a while. But if he does, I really like this number. I mean, 40-1 on a guy with as prodigious of a bat as Aaron Judge seemed pretty solid.
Yeah, and I'll take Christian Yelich at 35-1. If I'm going to pick him to win the MVP, he's got to win something here. So I'll go with runs batted in on him. Okay, now let's close it out with the most runs scored. Now, we know that this isn't necessarily a skill. It's kind of who's in front of you, who's behind you. That's a big part of the conversation. Davis, you're going back to the Yankees here and taking DJ LeMahieu at 24-1.
Yeah, so DJ LeMahieu, basically the same thing as Aaron Judge, right, leading off for that incredible lineup, right? But he doesn't really have the health concerns, right? He's in good shape, good runner, you know, a great hit tool, going to be on base a ton. And so you just got to think leading off for the Yankees. I mean, this number doesn't really make that much sense to me. How is the leadoff hitter for the Yankees 24-1? I guess this is a very hard category to predict. Like, my guess is that it's very hard to repeat as run scored winner year over year. But leadoff hitter for the Yankees 24-1, that seems very solid.
And I'm just doing the same thing in the National League. I'm just taking the Dodgers. I mean, it's not even Mookie Betts. It's just give me the guy batting first or second for LA. And Mookie is that guy. And I actually like this one. And I think that this should be 4 or 5 to 1, but you're getting 8.5 to 1 here if you make this bet over on FanDuel. But that's who I like for runs scored in 2021. So that kind of concludes our preview of some of the props for 2021. Of course, games are going on right now, so some of these are going to be off the board. But one thing that you can do right now is go to dailyroto.com and check out Davis's projections for the night slate in Major League Baseball on the DFS side on FanDuel. And so coming up next, we're going to go through some of the top pitcher options and all of the other players that you could choose to play in tonight's night slate. Now, Davis, before we go to the break real quick, anything adjusting significantly with no Nationals and Mets? Nothing, right? Everything's clean here?
Yeah, nothing really too major. I mean, it's just going to make the Giants.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
It's Mariners game more popular.
Okay. All right. So that's your first little tip. We'll give you the rest when we come back next, right here on Fantasy Sports Today on SportsGrid and SportsGrid.com. On this opening day. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. While the early slate over on FanDuel has already begun, but there's still time for those of you who want to play over on FanDuel tonight to go ahead and set yourself a lineup, because the night slate will begin in just a few hours from now. And Davis is here to preview this with us. You can also find all the info over at dailyroto.com. Davis, okay, so I'll run through the pitching options, and then I'd love you to break down who you like in this one here. And let's get started. As you mentioned earlier in the show, you're a fan of Lucas Giolito. He's $9,000 tonight. Zach Greinke at $8,700. Marco Gonzalez of Seattle is $8,300. Dylan Bundy gets the opening day start for the Angels at $7,900. And then Kevin Gausman, one of my least favorite pitchers in all of baseball, $7,400 for the San Francisco Giants. Let's kind of take me through your thought process here and how you would construct.
So the two guys at the top have distinct concerns for this slate. The first is that Giolito is not facing a walkover lineup. The expected lineup that we have for the Angels, Fletcher, Ohtani, Trout, Rendon, Walsh as their top five. Pretty strong top five. You know, now the bottom half of that lineup, Upton, Fowler, Iglesias, Stassi, lots of swing and miss there. So he's going to be able to get his strikeouts. He might struggle a little bit from a run prevention standpoint. And then with Zach Greinke, it's really the concerns that we have with him every year when the season begins. How hard can he throw? How many strikeouts is he going to generate? Is he going to have to rely on ground balls, fly balls to get his outs? And that's, you know, on FanDuel scoring, that's not what you want. We need the strikeouts. So I expect Giolito and Greinke to be the two most popular starting pitchers in this slate. The direction I'm going, though, I do think that Dylan Bundy, starting pitcher for the Los Angeles Angels, I think he's probably the best value, because this is the bottom half of the White Sox lineup. No Eloy, no Andrew Vaughn. Lurie Garcia, Adam Eaton, Zach Collins, Nick Madrigal. Is that the White Sox, or is that their AAA affiliate, you know, playing out in the boonies? I mean, you know, all due respect to Nick Madrigal, he does have a great hit tool, but he's going to hit zero home runs this year. I mean, and Lurie Garcia, Eaton, Collins is, I mean, that is bare, like, those guys would not start on other teams, right? Let's just call a spade a spade. So I think Bundy sets up as probably the best strikeout gamble starting pitcher, because Bundy does have good strikeout stuff but struggles with the control. The best matchup for anyone in this slate, though, is going to be Marco Gonzalez. The problem with him is he just doesn't strike anyone out. He is going to have a strikeout. He's going to strike out under a batter per inning. But, you know, on a three-game slate, sometimes all you need is seven qual. And some of these guys are not going to go deep in games, but Marco will go deep in games. And this Giants lineup, Craig, let's just real quick, I'm going to go through it. Austin Slater, bad, right? Good. Mike Yastrzemski, good. But Donovan Solano, Evan Longoria, Wilmer Flores, Brandon Belt, Buster Posey, Brandon Crawford, Marquisio Dubon. I mean, that is yikes. That is all bad. That's a lot of swing and miss. That's a lot of old guys who haven't been good in 5 years. You know, it's really bad for the San Francisco Giants. So I think Marco Gonzalez is super sneaky here and will not be popular on FanDuel because of the lack of projected strikeouts.
Yeah, no, that's definitely rough for the Giants going into the year. You know, what's interesting is that I guess I would ask the question, when FanDuel priced Dylan Bundy, did they know that was the White Sox lineup? You know, and I think the answer may be no. So I think it's a good call. And I'm not a Bundy fan, but I think you got to go with the value there. So $7,900 for him tonight if you choose to use him. Now let's go to the catcher / first base options. You can pick either a catcher or first base. We have Jose Abreu of the White Sox, Davis at $4,000. Buster Posey at $2,600, and then Evan White of Seattle at $2,400. White, of course, did not look nearly as promising as some people thought he would after getting a long-term extension last year. But Davis, he's a possible option for you tonight.
Yeah, the catcher first base position on FanDuel tonight, not particularly strong, because these are teams that are good offenses but don't have great hitting first basemen, right? Houston runs out Yuli Gurriel. The San Francisco Giants are either going to be playing Belt or Posey at first base, depending on if Belt is even healthy enough to play. Jared Walsh, kind of the weaker first base option, and then our guy Abreu. The reason why I like Posey is he's a little bit of lineup savings. He has historically just hit very well against left-handed pitching, and you know, when he starts cranking out these home runs this year, he'll probably get like 12 of them. It probably will be against left-handed starting pitching. And then Evan White, I just think is sneaky in general in this slate because of exactly what you said. He was disappointing last year, but he is a guy who still carries a bunch of that prospect pedigree. So that's one of the guys I'd maybe be looking to buy the dip on a little bit.
Okay, second base, we have Jose Altuve leading off for the Houston Astros at 3,700, Tommy La Stella at 3,100, and then David Fletcher at 2,900. So all sort of looks like value picks here, Davis, just kind of spending a little bit on the lower end to make a lineup work.
Yeah, and second base, generally a good position to do that at on FanDuel. You know, just not a ton of great hitters at second base, especially when you start shrinking down the size of the slates. So all of these guys are pretty decent values. Ty France is second base and third base. He's probably my favorite sleeper pick of the slate. I will be definitely making sure on the night slate to include Ty France in most of my lineups. So he's probably maybe a slightly better play at third base because La Stella and Altuve project so strong, but Ty France, eligible at both, I really like.
All right, third base, the former World Series champ Anthony Rendon back with the Angels at 3,900. Kyle Seager of Seattle at 3,300. And as Davis mentioned, France is a good option either at second or third. Let's hit on Rendon and Seager.
Yeah, Rendon I think is going to be just incredibly popular here. He is one of the best projected hitters of the slate. You know, Yoan Moncada coming off of the poor year last year, he just is not going to project as well. Matt Chapman, tough matchup. Alex Bregman, you know, we are not huge fans of Chris Bassett. We haven't talked about the Astros much yet here, but Chris Bassett not gonna wow you, not gonna generate tons of strikeouts, but we know right. our producer Brett Levy likes himself some Chris Bassett, generates loads of ground balls, right? That's just his thing, is he forces guys to hit the ball down in the dirt, lots of soft contact. So I think Rendon against Giolito gonna be pretty popular here. But I wonder if in some of these larger contests, if people are using Giolito, if they're not going to, you know, they wouldn't use Rendon against their starting pitcher. So he's far and away the best third base play of the slate.
All right. At shortstop, Carlos Correa and the Astros had a opening day deadline similar to Lindor. They could not come to an agreement. So I would imagine there's going to be some motivation for him tonight, Davis, for sure. If you like that narrative, play that one. 3,300, Lurie Garcia, who we talked about at 2,500. And then Dubon for San Francisco's at 2,100.
Yeah. Correa, the best play here. Tim Anderson, also a really strong play, not there in the graphic. The reason why Marquicio Dubon is here is he should hit. I've seen a couple different projections of where he is going to be hitting for the Giants. But even if he's batting ninth, just having a guy in the lineup who is almost minimum salary, generally that guy is going to find your lineups, especially if you were using the optimizing tool on dailyroto.com, because getting some projected points for almost no salary, you know, the optimizers and the algorithms are very price sensitive. And that's also just a good lesson to learn, that you can take 9-hole hitters in FanDuel Major League Baseball DFS because they are priced very low. And that allows you to get, you know, your Trouts, your Otanis, your Louis Roberts, the other studs at the other positions, and pay up for pitching as well.
All right, let's close it out with outfield. Mike Trout is the most expensive play on the board at 4,500. Robert, 3,500. Haniger, I would assume Otani will be in a lineup of yours for sure. And then Austin Slater at 2,400.
Yeah, so I really like the Angel stack here against Giolito for a couple reasons. One, they do have some cheap guys in that lineup. Not Mike Trout, but Otani, relatively affordable. Walsh, Stassi, Fletcher, some of these other guys are pretty affordable relative to the context of the slate. And Giolito is going to be so popular, so you'll have leverage over the field in that context. Louis Robert, good fit on FanDuel because he is such an events-based hitter. This is where we have to start changing our mind from thinking about rotisserie baseball, where batting average really matters. All that we care about is hits, runs, RBIs, steals, home runs. Louis Robert going to pile those up in bunches with his strikeouts this year. Austin Slater, probably the cheapest leadoff hitter of the slate, should be leading off for the San Francisco Giants in their game against Marco Gonzalez. I don't have a huge opinion on Slater's skills as a hitter, but any leadoff hitter who is $2,400 is going to allow you to do a lot of other things with your lineup. But then Mitch Haniger, you know, we've talked about him on the show, you know, when we did the Mariners preview and everything, a guy who was hit, you know, hitting 280, 30 home runs, 10 steals, you know, basically like a second or third rounder in fantasy was kind of his previous performance. He suffered some horrible injuries, but, you know, that's the great thing about daily fantasy. We don't have to care about if he's going to get hurt tomorrow or next week. All that matters is this single slate. And, you know, I think the matchup for the Giants is for the matchups for the Giants and for the Mariners, I think it's fine. But I mean, who gives up home runs like Kevin Gausman? You know, Kevin Gausman loves to serve up the home run. So I think the Mariners are pretty sneaky in this night slate on FanDuel.
All right, there you go. Get on over to dailyroto.com. Check out all their information. Make sure you listen to what Davis is saying before you play tonight. First home run of the 2021 season is off the bat of Miguel Cabrera of the Detroit Tigers, a two-run home run against Shane Bieber. Also, the Blue Jays have taken an early 1-0 lead on the New York Yankees as they're doing some damage. Three hits already in two innings off Gerrit Cole. We're off and running on opening day. Home runs happening in both games to start. We'll update you on that when we come back. Also, fantasy or reality. We'll talk about NFTs. Another key athlete is getting into the NFT game. At this point, we've got to start asking the question, will everybody have their own NFT? Touch on that next right here on Fantasy Sports Today. Stay on the grid. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Topics in sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
SportsGrid.com. As I mentioned, the first home run of the 2021 season is off the bat of Miguel Cabrera. He's 12 away from 500 over the course of his career, headed to the Hall of Fame, no doubt. But Davis hits a home run in the snow, literally. Like I'm not a good snow judge because I don't see a lot of it here, but this seems like excessive snow to play a game in, and he couldn't see the ball go over the right field fence, so he slid in the second base on a home run.
Yeah, you know, I guess they just are really trying to get these games in, right? Like they really want to not have to be playing insane amounts of doubleheaders, not too many seven-inning games. They figure if the season's going to start in April and we are not going to make every stadium a dome, we might as well play as many games as we can. And there you go. Miguel Cabrera, home run off of Shane Bieber in the snow.
Yeah, looks wild there. I'll be headed to the ballpark in about 30 minutes from now, where there is a dome, but I don't think that they'll be, I don't think that the roof will be on there. I would not anticipate. Okay, let's go to fantasy or reality. Hey, a college football player that I can talk about that I saw play a lot, because this is the school that I went to. Kyle Pitts who I believe ran a 4.440, if I'm not mistaken. I could be off a little on that number. I did see that he ran very fast at his individual workout. He is listed as a tight end going into the NFL. Some people feel he can be a wide receiver. I guess this is a heavily layered fantasy reality question, but let's hit it. Fantasy reality, Kyle Pitts will be the best tight end, Davis, in the NFL.
I actually am going to say reality. So George Kittle, I think, is 27. Travis Kelce is 32. So this is, to me, when I wrote this up, I was thinking, will he ever, at any point, you know, one season of his career, be the best tight end in the NFL? And so you get to be a put. Pitts is 26, Kittle's 30, Kelce is retired. I'm actually going to say reality. Kyle Pitts, he moves like no other athlete I've ever seen. He moves like a slot wide receiver, but he's 6'4", 240 pounds, super fast, super agile. They actually would run like screens for him at the University of Florida. I mean, when's the last time you saw a tight end just go and line up out at the X position, catch a screen, bust a cornerback, scurry up the field? I mean, Kyle Pitts is incredible. If he was just considered a wide receiver, I think he'd still be the best wide receiver in this class. That's how talented I think he is. So the fact that he's listed out as tight end, I'm going to say reality. I think at least one season in his career, he will be the best tight end in the NFL.
Yeah, I hope this is a reality. He went to my alma mater, so I'm very familiar with the player and had an unbelievable season this past year. I think didn't he lead all of college football in receptions and to touchdown receptions, I think? At one point he was leading, I know, everyone in touchdown receptions. And that was only with him playing a handful of games in the SEC. I'm with you. I'm going to say reality here. I think in dynasty fantasy leagues, he may end up being the number two pick or maybe even the number one. It just depends on the running back situation. Of course, we're all targeting those guys, but look, fantasy, when you take a good tight end, you have an advantage over your opponent every single week. It's one of the rare things in fantasy sports. You look at the guy you have versus the one that the other person has, and in all likelihood, if you have a better one, you're going to go out there being favored to win your fantasy football week that week. So I'll say reality. I think there's a chance of this happening. He was a fantastic player at Florida and playing, by the way, at the SEC, highest level of competition possible. So probably a good call. Okay, now the Major League Baseball is definitely a little bit different this year than it was last. I've asked about this. It definitely is. No one's really sure how it's going to play, but they have made adjustments to the ball. Fantasy reality, the ball this year will play more like 2019 than 2020. Is this fantasy or reality, Davis?
So there's a lot of different info about this that's been coming out. I believe our friends over at The Athletic published an article. So one of the things they found was there was reduced drag on the ball, which meant that starting pitchers can throw faster and harder, right? Easier to throw 100 mile an hour fastball when you're not fighting against wind, when you're not fighting against gravity. Now, obviously, if the starting pitchers have less drag, that means that the hitters are also going to be dealing with less drag, right? So home runs should theoretically be able to get over the fence a little bit easier. But then another thing they found in spring training was that on balls with a launch angle of 22 to 34 degrees of launch angle, they were going on average 10 feet shorter than they were in the 2019 season. So the long answer to this question is I don't really know. I think, though, that baseball wants more home runs. I think that they think that that's good for the game. I don't really have an opinion on if it is good or bad for the game. I mean, I like home runs, but I'm a very specific type of baseball fan. I do think it is going to play a little bit closer to the Super Happy Fun Ball, though. I mean, just based off of these limited findings so far, I think that if the ball does actually have less drag, that is just going to, in turn, that's going to give us more home runs. So that should be the physics of it. So I'm going to say reality, it will play more like 2019.
I think you're probably right. And look, players are bigger, faster, and stronger than they ever have been, and small adjustments, I don't know, that will make a huge difference to this. I have talked to several pitchers and players and asked them, hey, can you describe like the ball? And it just, they don't really have a tangible answer, Davis, but it does feel different. I can't tell. I got my son was thrown a couple foul balls, so I have them. I looked up against the ball from last year and my trained eye and feel could not tell any difference, but how often am I grabbing and throwing a baseball? Not very often. So I'm with you on this one. I think it's a reality. And I do think that they want a lot of home runs. Maybe some of this is just speak and not action, but we'll have to see. And we'll know. I mean, we'll know probably early May when we start to take a look at the results after the month of April. Okay, well, Slam Online, NBA publication, reported yesterday that the next athlete to jump into NFTs is Zion Williamson, arguably one of the league's most popular players, and he should be. Great player, of course, with New Orleans. NFTs are just simply popping up everywhere after NBA Top Shot started. It seems like everyone is copying these, and I'm getting emails constantly. Everyone is selling NFTs, Davis. And look, you're more educated on this than I am for sure, so I'll have to lean on you. But it seems like whenever they're on sale, they sell out immediately and they're a good buy. And we certainly don't want to pretend like we're giving investment advice here on the show. But I guess we have to ask the question, Davis, you buy every single NFT that you can, fantasy or reality?
So I think I'm going to give you a surprising answer. And the answer for me is no. I've actually been, at least I think, pretty picky with my NFT purchases. I'm in for about $10,000 on Top Shot. You know, don't really expect to sell those for many, many years. You know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years, I think, is kind of my time frame with them. But you're right. I mean, Patrick Mahomes has an NFT. Gronk has an NFT. Zion has an NFT. Lindsay Lohan coming out with an NFT. Everyone wants to get in on the money factory. And I totally buy in to digital scarcity. You know, some people think, well, how can something that's digital be scarce? You can just screenshot it and look at it, whatever. I think digital scarcity is real. But what is not real to me is if you have 9,000 different things that are scarce to pick from, they become a little bit less scarce. So I think the natural market dynamics are just going to mean some of these are going to be worthless, right? Some of these, no one's going to care to own, no one's going to want. And that's true of all art, right? There are an infinite number of paintings or statues or sculptures that you could purchase. And there are all sorts of different factors that go into, oh, you know, this Jackson Pollock goes for $5 million, but Jackson Pollock's buddy who was in, you know, the same workshop with him creating paintings, his paintings are worthless because no one cares about Jackson Pollock's buddy. And I think we'll see that exact same thing play out in the NFT spectrum. You know, so I think Top Shot is going to be a huge winner. I think CryptoPunks are going to be a huge winner, but I think a lot of these projects are just, you're not going to be able to sell them. The liquidity will completely leave that market over the long term. So I'm saying that this is a fantasy. I think that you should actually be pretty selective with the NFTs you choose to purchase.
Yeah, I mean, look, I feel that way too. I mean, look, I definitely understand the validity of this, and it's very obvious because all of them are selling out, but I just don't know that all of these will be sustainable. And the point that you bring up is really good, is that it's one thing if these athletes or people have one version of the NFT, but if they have 5,000 of them, then how scarce are they really? So my opinion would be the same as yours. I did see the other day, if I'm not mistaken, did Topps have one for like Godzilla? Did you see that? I didn't even know what that was about. I'm not doing a good job being as educated on this as I should, Davis. That's just the bottom line. I really need to get more educated. I feel like I am, but it's like I still have a hard time pulling the trigger on these.
Topps does have an NFT project. I think it was called Topps Bunt. I don't even know if it exists anymore. Panini has their blockchain product as well. Some liquidity has entered into that. The Panini, they mostly do the Immaculate Collection on the blockchain, mm-hmm. and they have them for baseball, they have them for basketball, they have them for football, which are pretty interesting to me because, you know, really what we're all trying to simulate with sports cards and, you know, with Top Shot and Star Stock and everything, what we really want to simulate is a sports card stock market. We want to be able to buy stock in athletes we think are going to do better, right? That really, at the end of the day, it just comes down to, you know, I think Ty France is going to be awesome for the Mariners this year. I would like to put money behind Ty France, and I would like to be rewarded in the future for my belief that Ty France is going to be really good. I mean, that's really what we want at the end of the day. Sports cards are not a perfect simulation of this market, but they're close. Top Shot, not a perfect simulation of that market, but it's getting closer. Star Stock, you know, not perfect, getting closer. But that at the end of the day is what we really want.
Yeah, it's all coming. It's all very fascinating, and no doubt for me as well. Well, maybe if you wish and you say something enough, it becomes true. Gary Sanchez of the New York Yankees hits a two-run home run and off Hyun-Jin Ryu, and the Yankees take a 2-1 lead on the Toronto Blue Jays in the Bronx. Sanchez was a player that everybody was looking for a bounce back this season. Of course, there'll be a huge overreaction to this today, to the one home run, or maybe he'll hit two more home runs today. But look, he's just too good a hitter to look as bad as he has the last year.
Yeah, Gary Sanchez, one of the guys when I started doing my research for fantasy baseball this year, it made no sense to me, his ADP, going after so many other guys. And I know he was bad last year and he wasn't great in 2019 either. But if you're talking about bat first catcher, guy who's going to get some spot starts at DH, I mean, the Yankees probably eventually want him to learn to play first base or whatever, some defensive position, so they don't have to keep his terrible catching performance behind the plate. I mean, they want him to hit. And so a bat first catcher, going in the 10th round or whatever, I think this should be a good start for the season for our friend, Gary Sanchez. I'm very interested in how he does over the course of the year.
Yep, and we'll update you coming up after the break on that. Also, we have the Sports Grid 60 coming up, but in terms of live action, we've got it all for you. Pharrell going coast to coast coming up in just a few hours from now, not to mention game time decisions and in-game live, all the Major League Baseball games going on. As a matter of fact, tomorrow night on in-game live, I'll be sitting in here on Sports Grid going through all the baseball games and what's happening. Figure baseball, good time for me to jump in on the show as well. So I'll have that for you. Sports Grid 60 is next. And then we say so long for this Thursday and send you off to baseball's opening day. But don't despair. We'll be right back here tomorrow at noon and recapping everything that happened in day one of the Major League Baseball season. So follow us on Twitter at Sports Grid. And you can follow our YouTube channel as well. Like and subscribe to all of the things that we do. Leave a comment. Let us know what you'd like to see more of here on the show. We'll be back to wrap up fantasy sports today after this.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
First hit of the baseball season goes to Cesar Hernandez. First home run of the baseball season goes in the snow to Miguel Cabrera. And the last Sports Grid 60 before the full Major League Baseball season for Davis Maddock begins right now. What do you got, Davis?
So I wanted to cover live betting for the people, because I feel like a lot of people are very comfortable betting on sports, right? Lots of people bet futures. Lots of people, they know they're going to be watching a game. They place a bet beforehand. But I actually think that betting games live is far more beatable at this point. Like you say, Craig, you go about 50-50. If you get 57%, you can build yourself a replica version of the Taj Mahal and live there for the rest of your days if you can actually beat the markets at 57%. But the last frontier in sports betting right now is live betting, right?
Yeah, and I think that when we do it on in-game live, it's definitely a lot of fun. Hit on a couple of them when we did this with Scott Wetzel last week. I'll be on again on Friday night. All right, as we wrap up the show, What will the post-game sound like from your favorite Major League manager? It will be one of two answers. If your favorite team wins, the manager is going to say, it is always great to get a win on opening day. Mark it. Book it. That's what they'll say. If your favorite team loses today, your favorite manager is going to say, well, it's only one of 162. There is no middle ground. It will happen all over baseball today. It is the biggest cliche going in baseball, and it will happen later today and tonight. Keep an eye out for that. That'll do it for our show. Thanks to everybody who watched this version of opening day. Thanks, of course, to LTN, no doubt, doing a great job with us. Brett, Danny, and Ryan for helping us out, getting the show on the air. Thanks to EJ, by the way, for fixing up my little background here and throwing the Major League Baseball logo in there as well. I'm Craig Mish for Davis Matic. We will see you tomorrow at noon, preview day two of the Major League Baseball season. Hope you enjoy opening day. See you tomorrow.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.